is here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things that really keeps people from finding hope in their lives is when they have emotional wounds, physical wounds, addiction, just so many things that happens in our past and our lives and things that maybe we're dealing with currently. But man, we got great news for you today. There's going to be an opportunity for you to join others on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. at Lex City Church. And here to share with us about that is Helen Music. She's an associate pastor and she is the founder of this program. It's called The Mat at Lex City Church. So talk to us a little bit, Helen, about what is The Mat?
Well, The Mat is a freedom and recovery ministry that meets on Thursday nights. We'll be launching August 22nd. And we actually start at 6:30 with a big group, a little bit of a worship service, and someone sharing their story of hope. And then at 7:30, we have groups. But The Mat, somebody had asked me one time, like, is that like a wrestling mat? What is that? I'm going, well, it could be a wrestling mat. But about 15 years ago, I got an invitation to start a ministry for people in recovery and people wanting freedom. And I really was before the Lord just going, is this supposed to be me? I don't know. Am I supposed to do this? But you know how God works. I woke up the morning after just spending a lot of time praying, and the picture of Mark chapter 2 came to mind. And that story is how we came up with the name. The Mark 2 says that four men carried a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't get to Jesus through the crowd, so they dug through the clay roof above his head, and they lowered the sick man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, take your mat, and go on home because you're healed." And the man stood up and pushed his way through the stunned onlookers. And then they all said, "We've never seen anything like this before." That's the story of The Mat. And so I thought, oh my goodness, that's a story of recovery and freedom, because here's a guy who couldn't get free, couldn't get to Jesus, and he had to have four friends to help him get there. But the work that those four guys had to do, digging through the roof, wasn't easy. It was dirty work. And that's recovery work, freedom work. It is hard, dirty work. We are breaking through roofs, so to speak, to get to Jesus sometimes. So that's how we came up with the name.
Love it. I've heard of it for years, but I did not know the original story, how it started. So definitely can resonate with that. Well, what can people kind of expect from The Mat?
It is, first of all and foremost, what we say, a shame-free zone. Mm. When you come to this program, it is a shame-free zone. Shame keeps so many of us stuck from walking in freedom, because shame convinces us that we are what we did. We are an adulterer. We are an addict. We are an abuser. We are an abused person. We just declare over that space every Thursday night, and we see it, that it's a shame-free zone. You will find when you walk in about 100 other people on different journeys in different areas, because we have groups that we'll talk about. They're seeking the same thing. And what I have found, Greg, is humility and honesty are like super fuel for transformation. Mm. God shows up on Thursday nights. It is one of the most incredible experiences. I can't ever wait to get there. It just, I get there and I go, I can't believe I get to do this. Because people show up with a desire to be changed. And other people have been changed, and they're there to help lead the way, to carry the mat. It's a pretty incredible, incredible service.
Well, I've heard the ripple effect from many, many people over the past 15 years that you've been doing this, and I love that, humility and honesty. And, man, if you're looking for this place, 18 years old, that kind of 18
Gosh, I'm trying to think. This is when you've done been doing it for a long time. Let's see. I think we're about 14 years old as a ministry.
Okay.
Yeah. 12, 13, 14 years.
Okay.
Who knows?
Time flies. I'm like,
when
you're
having
it's been
fun.
15 years. Yeah, we'll go with that. But the mat, it's for anyone ages 18 and up. Is that
That's
correct?
Right. Yeah. We ask for people to be 18 years old. And we actually have child care. Mm. That is provided, a child's program, so you can come and bring your children, and they'll be safe and cared for and loved and encourage themselves. So,
wow, that's a huge blessing right there, because I know for a lot of single parents or married couples, even for that matter, that, child care is a big issue, and you guys have eliminated that reason why you can't attend.
Right, right. We want to make it as easy as possible. In my own story of recovery, I remember going to a 12-step meeting that was in the basement of a church, and it made me feel so isolated and alone. Mm. And so this program isn't in the basement of the church. It's out in the main areas. I mean, we want people to come in knowing it's safe. We can't guarantee anonymity. There's a lot of people there. We do end our meeting saying, what you hear here, what you see here, let it stay here. And the audience all replies, hear, hear. So we really do try to value people's anonymity. But we don't want us to be afraid, you know. So we all come together at 6:30. We worship a little bit, and then someone will share one of their stories of recovery. Because what we find is there are themes of truth that no matter what your issue might be, you can learn from someone else's story of recovery and freedom to apply to your particular area.
Well, and I love that, because I think one of the lies that I've seen the enemy say, not just to myself, but to, you know, thousands over the years and doing ministry, is that, you know, you're the only one that struggles with that. And then somebody else shares their story, and like, wow, I can so relate to that. And so it kind of breaks down those walls that you're the only one that struggles with something, right?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, a little bit of my story is 22 years ago, I came to a point where I knew I had to be honest. I introduced myself to a group of people in a way I never had introduced myself before. And I said the words, my name's Helen, and I'm an alcoholic. And that was one of the most defining moments for me. My dad was an alcoholic. My uncles, my grandfathers, it ran in the family, and I knew I had this disease, but I didn't want to admit it. And I had been negotiating with God, surely this is just something I can manage on my own. And He really showed me it would be through honesty and humility that I would find my healing. So I ended up at a 12-step program here in our city that really, really helped me. But my anonymity was very important at that time. I did work with a 12-step program and a counselor, and began getting stronger. But eventually God said, it's time to tell your story to the church. And so I remember the very first time I ever told my story to the church. I had been sober for about 6 years, and really people did not know about my journey. I really valued this part of my life and my anonymity, and I had to get healed first before I could make it public. Mm. And I remember standing up at church one Sunday doing a series called Grace and Addiction, and I introduced myself to the room by saying, hi, my name is Helen, and I'm an alcoholic. And you could have heard a pin drop in that room.
I'll bet.
Yeah, because people didn't know. And it was one of the most powerful experiences of my life, because people started finding that it was safe to be known. If the enemy can keep you stuck in secrecy, he will keep you stuck. Mm. And it's really powerful in the 12 steps we use. And every one of the 12 steps start with the same word. You may not know that because you're not a part of that program, but the first word is we.
Really?
We admitted we were powerless. We, every word. So it's a something that's done in community. I had admitted to God a lot. God, I need your help. God, I can't keep doing this. God, I'm sorry. God, I want to change. It wasn't until I understood the power of we that comes through recovery and freedom work that I really found my freedom.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've read those four, but I did not put that together, that it always starts with we. So, mm-hmm. Wow, there's power in that. Well, we've been talking with Helen Musick. If you need some hope and you're struggling with past hurts, addiction, harmful habits, just you need greater freedom in any area, man, I want to encourage you to come check them out. Lex City Church, easy to find. Turn Fayette Mall, go down Reynolds Road. It's behind the Meyer there. Champs, I believe. Is
that correct? Champs is our neighbor. You can hear the music playing. It's great. It's a wonderful place.
What is the cost to do this?
Oh, it's free. It's completely free. You just show up at 6:30 and there'll be someone there to greet you and to help you find your way. We meet at 6:30 for about 45 minutes, a little bit of worship and somebody's story that will encourage you to believe for yourself. We often say there, let this story be one that you borrow hope from. I mean, we hear the most miraculous stories there. It's just like in Mark chapter 2. We say we are stunned onlookers. I really, seriously, every Thursday night, and I've been doing this for, I'll count the number of years, but I believe it is 14 years, I can't believe I'm not alone. Like, I show up. I know I lead this ministry, so I work there. I have to show up. But I think, I bet tonight I'll be the only person. And Greg, it's incredible the people that come through the doors and the freedom and hope. Mm. Pastors who have lost their jobs because of sexual brokenness, finding healing and freedom and restoration, leading out. Women who were in the sex industry, finding freedom from sex addiction. Marriages being restored through marriage classes, all kinds of different groups, codependency groups. We'll, I think, talk in the next radio show about the different groups. But what's the same across the groups is that hope is found and freedom becomes a reality. You will not be alone anymore. And so I really hope that people will take the risk. We say it takes a lot to get out of your car. Even if you drive in the parking lot, we have people that as far as they can get is to the parking lot sometimes. Just keep coming back. We say it works if you work it. So you just keep coming back. Get out of the car, walk in, and let your heart feel at home in a shame-free environment where God can really minister to you and help you find a right next step.
Well, I love it. You talk about there on the website when I was looking at it earlier that, you know, you're going to meet people who have confronted similar struggles and allow God to walk them through this healing process. So I want to encourage you to check this out. If they want to find more information about this, what's the best way to do that, Helen?
The best way to do that is to go to lexcity.church, and you'll find a tab there that just says About. And if you click that, it says Freedom and Recovery. And you'll learn there about the ministry as well as the freedom and recovery groups that we have.
All right. Well, tune in tomorrow because they have a lot of freedom and recovery groups. We've talked about the MAD and what the premise of it is, but there is something for everybody. I mean, it's just amazing what they offer to try to help people find hope and healing. So I hope that maybe you'll invite somebody to join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Helen Musick on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.